Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
Tony Katz, The Morning News, 93 WIBC. My name is Craig Collins, filling in Matt and Jonathan, hanging out as they do every morning on this show. Did you guys see the story about the shirtless dude that was attacking bears at Yellowstone?
No, I didn't.
Anybody?
It was like, huh? What? Yeah. It's 6:18. I'm like, I say, the naked guy wrestling grizzlies.
And
you
shirtless.
Said, what'd you say? Martinsville? No, it was Yellowstone.
Hey. Matt, welcome. Thank you for waking up for the show. It's nice to have you on.
Good morning, everybody.
It's a shirtless guy at Yellowstone who was harassing and trying to, as you said, wrestle bears. This is a real story. The guy was doing it for clout. He wanted to go viral on the internet. He wanted people to think that he was cool, and he's an idiot, and he's going to be fined $5,000, and he's lucky to be alive. The reason I brought up this story, though, is a couple days ago, audio went viral of a dude who jumped into an alligator exhibit and tried to like film himself getting close to the alligators. Yeah. I have audio of that one. I don't have bear guy. I think we just saw that from afar. But what is happening? Before I play this, not that it's new. I think the idiot doing the stupid thing with the animal is somewhat of a thing we've seen before. But there's just so much of it. I've had two stories in the same week that both seem really dumb. And both guys are really lucky they're alive. Here's alligator guy real quick.
All right, guys. So today we're going to be jumping into the crocodile exhibit.
Ooh, crikey, mate. This is insane. Let's get a closer look, shall we? Just to see how it is. We have never been this close to the alligator. The crocodiles, guys. Crikey. Look
Why?
How big that bugger is. We are exploring the Amazon rainforest. This is really crazy. Crikey.
You hear somebody at the end of that saying, hey, get out of there, you moron. What is happening?
Oh, man, that's so great. You know, when I film my next TikTok video, it's going to be beside a burning building. And
right.
And hopefully there will be gasoline in the basement, maybe some paint thinner.
No, Matt, you have to run into the burning building.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a given, sure.
Right.
I mean, yeah,
right.
You're going to do that. And it's... I get it. You know, a lot of people monetize their social media, you know,
sure.
Whether it be Instagram or TikTok and everything. And you have to have the followers, you have to have the likes, and then you get the sponsors and you make millions of dollars. But surely there's an easier way to do this.
There has to be an easier, safer way. I like the idea of Matt Bear with like a GoPro taped to your head running through a burning building. Yeah. And that's what you're trying to go viral on social media with.
It gets chicks. It really does. Putting your life in danger for no reason.
Yes, it's dumb. Don't do it. I don't know how to one-up these guys for anyone that's coming next with what their stunt is going to be. Skydiving with a shark or something? I'm not sure, but whatever it is. Like,
jump out of a plane with a bomb to your back. I don't know.
Right. This is insane that I have two of these in the same week. I worked with a guy in radio for a long time that had like his catchphrase sayings. We had him on his shirt, his merchandise. One of them is wild animals are wild. These were the most basic truths you need to remember at all times. People have definitely forgot that one. Lots and lots of people have forgotten it. And it's not shocking. It's sort of just stupid. Anyway, other stuff out there. I thought this was interesting. A study found that the perfect amount of time you should fall asleep before a significant other, someone you're in a relationship with, is 90 minutes. You shouldn't go to sleep at exactly the same time. Experts surveyed 15,000 people, found over a quarter of participants, 27%, admitted they sleep better when they're solo, but they like the idea of going to bed around the same time as their significant other. So 90 minutes before is perfect, apparently, according to science. Anyone have a reaction to that?
Craig, a lot can happen in 90 minutes. It's kind of like the three.
Sure.
Nothing good happens after 3 a.m. in downtown Indianapolis. You know, it kind of goes with the same rule. You know, after the 90 minutes, you still have to wash your browser history anyway. So it's good. You know, I mean, it's... Right. It's, yeah. I don't understand. Maybe the sleep patterns or what. Just take a melatonin. You'll be groggy in the morning.
Everyone but at least will be
you'll
fine. You're, yeah, yeah. You're right. Everything will be great. It'll be okay. I love this, though, because, and I'll just say this and then I'll move on. My wife, we've been married for 10 years, really, really likes when I go to bed at the exact same time as her. Does not like if I want to be up for any time more than her. And so sometimes I feel very much that I'm just laying in that bed for no reason other than to wait for her to nod off so I get back up and start doing stuff until I'm ready to go to bed. So I love that there's a stat out there I can point to now.
Making married life sound outstanding. There it is. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. I got another one, too. This is sleep related. I don't know why I have so many sleep stories. Probably because I'm tired. And actually, I'll say this, and maybe I'll talk about it more later. I got into a bit of an argument or discussion, or whatever you want to call it, rather late at night on social media with a buddy of mine and then also a listener to another radio thing that I do. And I was up way too late responding back to these messages internally on my social media account. And I should not have been. And I feel like I won the conversations. And I don't know why that's important to us right now. But I at some point, maybe I'll talk about what we were debating. But that kept me up later than it should have. When I'm hosting a show on an important radio station the very next morning. But maybe that's why I have sleep topics too. 22% of men have slept with a stuffed animal, according to a recent study, a recent poll. Do you guys agree with that? Does that shock you? 22% of dudes go to sleep, stuffed animal of some kind.
What do you sleep with, Matt Bear?
Conceptually, I'm cool with all this. Okay. Sure. This is not, and it's a good question, Jonathan. What do you sleep with? I've graduated from needing any kind of stuffed animal, but I do have a pillow that is, I suffocate every night, and I'm glad it's not a live person. I really am.
Yeah. I feel like we're dabbling on the Seinfeld segment. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
For what you just said a second ago. but yeah, no, I can't think of the last time a stuffed animal and I were a necessary union of any kind right. In any way. I can't think of it. Jonathan Smith, you have a fake name for the radio, obviously. Do you want to say?
Do I want to say what I sleep
if you
with?
Sleep with a stuffed animal.
Oh, no, I do not. I am.
Okay.
I'm long past those days. Even though growing up, I had a stuffed elephant that I would sleep with, but I'm long past those days.
Okay. Do you know anybody? Anybody want to out a friend? Use names.
I don't know. I think this is something that you don't admit to people, especially as a guy.
Yeah. Well, I got a buddy of mine, too, not the buddy I was arguing with late last night, who says that the people who answer surveys, are not everyday people, and they throw us off with any of these stats we talk about. Maybe that's part of the problem. I don't know. We'll take a break. A lot more coming up on the show.